Hello and welcome to everyone out there today. Thank you for joining us today. This is Brother Mike Sutherland coming to you from Hilltop Baptist Church in Newport, Tennessee. If you're in a church that is dead or that is teaching false doctrine, we would encourage you to come to Hilltop Baptist Church where the Word of God is being preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God. My questions for you today is, are you saved? If not, why will you die in your sin and burn forever in hell? The flames of hell are being stoked every minute by those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. It is amazing the number of people that will tell you that they believe in heaven. Heaven is the most pleasant topic in all languages, in all cultures. Though we quite readily believe in heaven, we're quick to doubt that there is an eternally burning place called hell. Hell is the most unpleasant place in all languages and in all cultures. The fact is that most folks in the world have a perverted view of heaven that has been fed to them from the plate of false religion. They also have a perverted view of hell. The Bible doctrine of hell is so frightful for most of the religionists today in apostate, effeminate American Christianity that they have lessened its impact on unbelievers today by referring to hell using the words Sheol, the grave, and Gehenna. These are nondescript terms that in no way convey to the unbeliever of today the harsh reality of hell. It is not Sheol. It is a literal, eternally burning hell fire. It is not the grave. It is a literal, eternally burning hell fire. It's also not Gehenna. It is a literally, eternally burning fire. It's hell fire is what it is. We have many unbelievers out there today that walk the streets of our English-speaking countries and here in America that have no idea what the terms that I just mentioned to you mean. But you mention the word hell to them and they know exactly what you're talking about. I would ask you this question this morning. Do the words Sheol, Gehenna, and the grave bring fear to the hearts and minds of most unbelievers? I submit to you that they do not, that they definitely do not, in fact. If you're unsaved, your eternal punishment will be in hell fire. The Bible says in Jude, verses 22 and 23, and some having compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. That's what I'm here for today. Is if necessary, I want you to develop a fear of hell down deep in your soul because I would not want anybody to die and go there. Now, what does the Bible say about hell? You will have to have the King James Bible to fully receive God's desired impact of what God has to say about hell. If you do not have a King James Bible, you will not be able to read all of what God would have you to know concerning hell. The word hell is specifically mentioned in the King James Bible 54 different times. The doctrine of hell is mentioned at least 88 times in the King James Bible. If you have any other Bible than the King James Bible, then you're allowing the devil to deceive you on the doctrine of hell. The devil has ripped the word hell from the New International Version, otherwise called the NIV, 40 different times. And from the New American Standard Bible, otherwise called the NASV or the NASB, 41 different times. And from the New American Bible, otherwise called the NAB, 54 times. That is the way the devil would have it. Satan does not care whether you burn in Sheol, Hades, the grave, purgatory, or hell for that matter, just so you burn. That's all he cares about. If you do not put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sins, you will burn in hell forever. The NIV and the NASB are twin harlots of most of apostate American Christianity, including most Baptists today. The New American Bible is the mother of harlots used by the apostates and heretics of the Roman Catholic Church. The word hell does not occur in the New American Bible, but that is all right with the devil. The devil will be glad for unsaved Catholics, the unsaved Muslims, and the unsaved Baptists to burn together in hell. The Catholics refer to their temporary place of temporary abode as being purgatory. Purgatory does not exist. It is not a Bible doctrine. Your avoiding the term of hell does not change the reality of the fires of hell. No matter what you call it, it is still there. Once you enter into the fires of God's judgment, you will never, never, never get out. If you're a preacher out there with a King James Bible and you will not preach on hell, you're either a hireling of the devil or an apostate or a heretic. Or it could very well be that you yourself are not saved and that you hate sinners. Because the Bible says that if you love them, you're going to get the doctrine of salvation to them. You're going to preach hell hot to them is what you're going to do. If you are unsaved this morning and you say you do not believe in hell, that's not going to lower the temperature of it one single degree. You're still going to burn for an eternity in hell unless you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something about the agnostics and the atheists and the Bible rejectors and the unbelieving Christians that are in hell today. They all believe that there is a hell. They all believe that there is a God. They all believe that the Bible is the true and perfect Word of God. The Bible says in Psalm 9, verse 17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." The wicked and all nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. There is coming a day of reckoning for all of those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." This is the very judgment of hell fire that we are talking about today. If you are sitting out there lost, you have no guarantee of another breath. Job 14:1 says, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." James 4, verses 13 and 14 say, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Proverbs 27 verse 1 says this, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Those are all Bible warnings that you are not promised another breath. You could drop dead in the middle of your next step or in the middle of your next breath. But God has chosen to have mercy on us and praise and bless His holy name for that. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:22 that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Let me tell you out there today, folks, that we deserve death. We deserve hell. But because of the great mercy of God, we are offered eternal life. Hell is a scriptural fact that cannot be explained away. Hell is an eternal place at the end of a Christ-rejecting life. Hell is a place of eternal fire and damnation. Hell is a place of eternal torment. The Lord Jesus Christ preached more on hell than He ever did on heaven. You need to consider that. The very first time hell is mentioned in the Bible, in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it is mentioned in relation to fire. It is hell fire. It is a burning place. Hell's first mention in the Old Testament is in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 22, which says this, "For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn into the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundation of the mountains." So there you have it. This is the first time we see the word hell in our Bible. In its first mention, it is tied to fire. It is a burning place that you cannot escape. It should be noted also that the very first time that hellfire is mentioned in the Old Testament, it's mentioned in relation to judgment upon those that had no faith in God, the rock of their salvation. The rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 4 plainly state that the Lord Jesus Christ is that rock. He is referred to as that rock 8 different times in Deuteronomy chapter 32. The Lord Jesus Christ and God are one and the same in the Godhead. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're co-equal, co-eternal, and co-existent. Now, we know that in Deuteronomy chapter 32 that he's called the rock 8 different times, and that's because he is the author of the new beginning for you if you get saved. And that new beginning is salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ is the God-man. He is God in the flesh. If you do not believe that he is God in the flesh, then I can tell you upon the authority of the Word of God that you are possessed of the spirit of Antichrist. You are an Antichrist according to 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 22. Also 1 John 4, verse 3, and 2 John, verse 7. Now, the very last time hell fire is mentioned in our Bibles, it is in relation to those that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They have rejected the rock of salvation. And another little interesting point here that we need to realize is that the very first time that fire is mentioned in the Bible, it is mentioned in relation to the judgment of fire and brimstone upon the Sodomites in Sodom and Gomorrah. Go and look at Genesis chapter 19, and that's where you'll find it. Think about that. The very first time is it's mentioned in relation to sexual perversion. God does not like sexual perversion. Now, let us continue our walk through the raging flames of hell in the fire that can never be quenched, nor be put out, and where the worm dieth not. The very first mention of hell in the New Testament comes from the lips of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 22, 29, and 30, he makes these statements, "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." Did you hear that? Hell fire. "And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell." Now the phrase hell fire is used 3 different times in the New Testament. And every time it is used, it comes from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one saying it. He is the very God that's going to sit in judgment over you if you're unsaved at the great white throne judgment called out in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. The phrase "a consuming fire" is also used in relation to the judgment of God 3 different times in our Bibles. All the heretics that reject a literal, everlasting hellfire are rejecting the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He said it. Who are you going to believe concerning the everlasting, fiery nature of hell? Are you going to believe the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, Billy Graham, or are you going to believe the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm going to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who I'm going to believe, because He's the one that's going to be sitting in judgment over everyone. Because the Bible says that God the Father has given judgment to God the Son. If you reject the doctrine of the everlasting fires of hell, then you reject the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said 3 times, the fire is not quenched. In other words, what He's saying is that fire will never go out. The fires of hell are eternally burning fires. The Lord Jesus Christ also used fire in relation to judgment 19 different times in the New Testament. That ought to give us a wake-up call. Fire is also connected to a lack of repentance. And what is repentance? Repentance is a turning from a life of sin and a turning to God is what it is. It's a change in your behavior. John the Baptist preached on fire as a consequence of no repentance. Without repentance, there is no salvation. If you have a salvation without repentance, then you are going to be baptized with the fires of hell. You're going to burn eternally, because without repentance, there is no salvation. Salvation changes, folks. And if you've not been changed, you have not been saved, and you're still running 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street straight into the pits of hell. If you do not repent, you're going to die in your sin and go to hell. Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, the Lord Jesus Christ said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. My question again for you today is this: why will you die in your sin and burn in hell forever? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 say that the Lord Jesus Christ will appear in this fashion. He will appear in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Notice that the passage once again speaks of everlasting destruction. It is an eternally burning fire. It never goes out. Hell is an everlasting flaming place filled with screaming, everlasting, unsaved sinners who will be in agony. They will be in agony, sheer agony, for an eternity. The longest single passage in the Bible on the doctrine of hell was preached by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. In that passage, the flames of hell are once again mentioned in relation to a lack of repentance. We have churches today in America, and independent Baptist churches, by the way, that are full of folks that have not repented of their sin. And if they have not repented of their sin, they are not saved, and they're still on their way to hell. Repentance, once again, changes people. Now, I want to ask you a question. After all the things that I've said in relation to hell here today, do you believe in the doctrine of hell? I can tell you this. You can bet your King James Bible on it that I do. I believe in it. And the other question I got for you is, do you believe that repentance is necessary for salvation to keep you out of the pits of hell? And I'll say once again, you can bet your King James Bible on it that I believe it, because that's what the King James Bible says. If the salvation you claim you have did not change you, in other words, there's no evidence of repentance in your life, then you're still hell-bound with Satan's pedal down. And that's where he's taking you to, Why will you burn forever? Hell is also has an unquenchable thirst for the bodies of those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20 says this, "Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied." Isaiah chapter 5, verses 11 through 14 says this, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink." We're talking about alcohol there, folks. "That continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp and the viol, the tabret and pipe and wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands." He's talking about all the drunken parties and their loud music and ungodly music that are associated with them there in their voices, in those verses. Verse 13 says, "Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore," listen at this, "therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure." Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. "And their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it." From Isaiah chapter 5, we see that the fires of hell are being constantly stoked with the bodies of men and women who have died in their sins. It's a constant thing. People are dying on the face of this earth every minute of every day and being cast into hell. We have a lot of people out there today that talk about the parties that they're going to have in hell. What did Isaiah chapter 5 just talk about the party animals there and the people that are into drugs and alcohol and have a lifestyle of partying? What did it just say about them? It says that therefore hell hath enlarged herself. The only party that is going to be in hell is the one that rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. That's going to be the party that's in hell. Again, I ask you this question. Why will you die in your sin and burn in hell forever? Let me quote the Lord Jesus Christ again. In Mark chapter 9, verses 43 through 48, he says this, "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, than to have 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched." Over and over and over again is this theme that the fire is not quenched. It will never be put out. You'll burn forever, and the worms will be crawling in and out of your eyes and in and out of your body, and you'll burn and you'll suffer and you'll never be able to die. You'll live eternally in a burning hell. You ought to listen to some of the stories that I've heard about doctors that have seen people have near-death experiences. And in these experiences, what happens is that they plead with the doctors to bring them back from the brinks of hell. They do not want to die and go to hell. They got a glimpse of what hell is, and they know it's real. Now, what this scripture says that we just got through reading, the Lord Jesus Christ said, it would be better for you to pluck out your eyes and cut off your body parts than for you to go to hell. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ said this in Luke chapter 16, verses 22 through 24. "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried." And listen at this, folks. "And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. For I am tormented in this flame. What will be your choice today? Will you choose the Lord Jesus Christ or will you choose the fires of hell? If you make no choice, then you choose hell today and every day until you either receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior or until you die and lift up your eyes in an everlasting burning hell. If you're under conviction today and know that you need to get saved, do not put it off for another minute. Get down on your knees and plead with God, and He will save you. If you mean it, only trust Him, and He will save you. If you do not receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and the rapture takes place, after you've been under conviction and know that you're lost, you will not have another opportunity. God the Holy Ghost said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. If you are still here when the rapture takes place, God, and you've been under the conviction of God the Holy Ghost and know that you're lost before the rapture takes place, God says He's going to send you a strong delusion that you'll believe a lie. The lie that you'll believe is that you're okay, when in fact you're not. You have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and now you're under the eternal condemnation of God, and you will spend an eternity in the fires of hell. According to the Scripture, those who reject the truth will be damned. Please do not choose hell today. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 1:12 says, But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10 says this, But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, you can get saved today. If you're under conviction, you do not have to be in a church anywhere to get saved. Today can be your day of salvation. I want to thank you again for joining us here today and listening to this lesson or this sermon on the doctrine of hell. The doctrine of hell is a very present reality for all who die. If you die in your sin, you're going to die and burn in hell for an eternity. Once again, thank you for joining us from Hilltop Baptist Church.